So now we're in Satasan. We're in the road, this place we're in now. It is told that in previous yugas, actually millions of years ago, in Satyuga, King Indrajumna was presiding over this Utkal area. And the, as far as I can understand what he was saying, the Saptarishis, or the Manasaputra of Brahma, Lord Brahma, they came here to take darshan of Jagannath. So they lived here by the Samudra, they lived here by the ocean, on this road, which is right next to Haridas Thakur's Samadhi. And they lived here and did their bhajan. So King Indrajumna came to know that these great rishis are living in his kingdom. So he's very, very happy. And those rishis are Bhrigu Rishi is one. And then who are the other ones? Kratu, Bhrigu Rishi. Who were the other ones? Vashishta Muni, Kratu, Bhrigu Muni. No, I don't know. Do you remember what he said? He said a few names. At any rate, the Saptarishis, they were living here, and they're very the great exalted souls. We say the Big Dipper. The Big Dipper in the sky, there's four little stars that indicate the pot, or it looks like a pot in the sky, like a pressure cooker or something. There's a handle. There's four stars, and then there's three for the handle. So those seven stars are called the Saptarishi. They say those are the planets of the Saptarishis. They have their own planets. But somehow they came to this holy dham, Jagannath dham, Sri Purushottam Kshetra dham. They lived here on this Satasan Rasta. That's why it's called Satasan. Asan means sitting place, and Sat means seven. Teen Char Panch Sat. Che, whatever. What was it? Che Sat. Like that. So the seven rishis were sitting here. And King Indrajumna came out. He said, oh, what can I do? Well, let me give you a kingdom. Let me give you some money. Let me do some cloth. Give you some gold, something. I'm so honored. And then they said, no, really, all we want is some Mahaprasadam. If you can make arrangements so that we can get Jagannath Mahaprasadam. I believe that's what was told. Mm-hmm. As much as I could follow Hindi, it's just not so good. But. So then he sent Mahaprasadam every day here. And the Rishi stayed here for some time. And then coming in Gaur Lila, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was staying in the, not very far from here, it's only about a 10-minute walk. Kashi Mishra's house, he was staying there in Gambira. And, they say that you should not get too close to the Guru and not get too far from the Guru. Chanaka Pandit says in Niti Shastra, one should not get too close to, or too far from the fire of the king or the Guru, because it can be problematic either way. You get too close to the fire, you get burned up. You get too far away, you can't cook your food, or you get cold. Get too close to the Guru, become familiar and make offense. You get too far away, you forget. And then you get lost. You get too far away from the mercy and the instructions and become independent. And then you're lost. And you become dependent on life instead of dependent on Krishna and Guru. So, in Gaur Lila, these great devotees came here, and it's amazing. They, because this is such a sacred place, they figured if it's good enough for the Saptarishis, it's good enough for us. Such a hallowed place, a sacred place. So then they came into their bhajan here. They each had their little kutir, and quite near each other, as someone was remarking, what an august assembly, what a powerful association. Raghunath Das Goswami on one side of the street, he lived there in that place, and which one was that? That was across the street, Madan Mohan Math. He stayed there for 16 years. And then Chota Haridas, he was rather young. I don't know how many years he was staying here worshipping Krishna Balaram. Across the street, literally across the street. Just like imagine living across the street from Raghunath Das Goswami. And then up the way a little bit was Jagannanda Pandit, who in Dwapara Yuga and Krishna Lila Satyabhama. And Satyabhama is pretty fiery, hot-tempered type. So you heard the story of Jagannanda Pandit. He procured some nice oils from maybe Shivananda Sain. I think he said Shivananda Sain. Shivananda Sain was a wealthy landowner and had the money to buy it. He bought a big pot of chandan tail, sandalwood oil, and I believe because Sivananda Sen mostly lived in Navadvip, so I suppose Jagannanda went to Navadvip and met Sivananda Sen. Did he tell something like this? Mm-hmm. He didn't say that Sivananda Sen donated the chandan tail.
He said it like that, but not in Navadvip.
Yeah, because Sivananda Sen would only come here for Chaturmasya with all the devotees, Vaitacharya, Nityananda, and all them. So maybe he bought it here because Puri is famous for chandan. At any rate, Sivananda Sen bought it. And on the request of Jagannanda Panna. So Jagannanda Panna was very excited to offer this to his Lord, just like Satyabhama offering something to Dwarkadish. Because Lord Chaitanya is always dancing in kirtan, and you know, it's so many devotees, hundreds of devotees in the summertime, so it can get hot, head gets a little hot, so he rubs some chandan oil on it, sandalwood oil. And it's very fragrant. And so Lord Chaitanya, when he came to offer to him, he said, "Oh, please, my Lord, you know, please, you know, with love and devotion, patram pushpam phalam toyam, yome bhakti priyachati, taraham bhakti parityam, ashnami prayatap anaham." Krishna's telling him Bhagavad Gita. But Krishna's saying, he offers me love and devotion, a leaf, a flower, or water, I accept. So Jagannanda Panna certainly has love and devotion for the Lord. And he grew up with the Lord. He's also a Pandit Brahmin. He grew up with the Lord of Mayapur. And when the Lord moved to Puri, then Jagannanda Pandit moved with him. And they were very fast friends, just as Satyabhama and Dwarkadish were very fast friends, husbands and wives. And there's a book called Prem Vivart. It's also in English. It's by Jagannanda Pandit. It's his diary, or at least a portion of it, telling so many wonderful incidents in his life in association with Mahaprabhu. And some of those incidents that are quoted in my Appreciating Navadvipa Dham book. So Jagannanda Pandit offered this oil, and then Lord Chaitanya said, "What is this?" And he said, "This is some fragrant sandalwood oil to cool your head and make you feel pleasure and feel comfortable after vigorous dancing, and will remove the fatigue of vigorous dancing in the kirtan party." Lord Chaitanya said, "What do you think I am, a nari sannyasi?" And nari means woman, I believe. He said, so these nari sannyasis, they dress like sannyasis. I even met one time in Navadvipa. I was visiting one Leela Stali, and my friend was showing me these places, and then he said, "You want to meet the Mahant?" So he met the Mahant to that ashram, and he was wearing heavy saffron color. And he said, "Please, you come in and have some drink, some fruits and some drinks, coconut water." So I went in, and then this lady came out from the room, and then some kids were crying. I said, "This man's a sannyasi." He said, "He's married, but he's sannyas." So it was two in one, Grihastha and sannyas in one. I said, "Oh, that's very interesting. Do you have a lot of these phenomena in Navadvip?" "Yeah, there's a lot like this." So Nari Sannyasi, he dresses as Sannyasi, but he has hair like this guy, had nice coconut oil on his hair, and nice greasy shiny hair, black hair, and then they wear nice clothes, and they always have some fragrant oils, which is not Mahaprasadam offered to the deities. It's just oil offered to them, and then they smell very nice. And Lord Chaitanya said, "You're giving me this oil, I'm going to be a nari." People think I'm a nari. When I walk down the street, they go, "Wow, he's a good smelling sannyasi. He must be having some girls with him. He's a nari sannyasi." And then they'll criticize, and then they'll make a fetna, and that's incorrect because I'm not like that. And then the people make offense, and they're not only offending a sannyasi, but they're offending Radha and Krishna combined. So that'll be very bad for them. So all these thoughts were in Lord Chaitanya's mind, and so he was so strict. So he said, "What is this? Are you trying to do this to me?" And he took the pot and he said, "You can just give it to Lord Jagannath, and he can put it in his ghee lamps. You know, they have so many ghee lamps in the temple. You can light that can be used to light the Lord's ghee lamps and for darshan. Or you can please, you offer it to Lord Jagannath. He is a Purushottam, the supreme enjoyer of this Purushottam Kshetra. So let him have it." And Jagannanda said, "The hell with that. If you don't want it, then I don't care anymore for it." So he took the thing and he went out in the courtyard and went, boom, you know, smashed it up on the ground and boom, like the guy said, boom. And the oil went all over the place. And then he just stormed out in the huff, boom, and slammed the door, boom. So then Jagannanda Pandit, he left the, or I guess, yeah, if it happened, I guess it happened over there. They have a painting of it on the wall. happened here at his place, which is, what was it called? Shamasundar, Radhagiridhari, Giridhari Math, Radhagiridhari Temple, or Giridhari Math. So he was either visiting Lord Chaitanya and he threw it there, or he was Lord Chaitanya was visiting him here and he threw it here. Then Lord Chaitanya left, and then Jagannatha Pandit locked himself up in his room, and he just was in the Kopavan, like this wives of Dasarath, in the Ramayana, Kaikeyi, she locked herself up in the Kopavan. So then he was staying there for a few days, and then actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had an affectionate name for Jagannatha Pandit, like you have affectionate names for your husband. So their relationship was very, very intimate and very, very, so this, I'm beyond understanding, actually. He used to call him Jagai, or Juggy. His name was Jagananda, so he called him Juggy. So he told Govinda, his servant, which was also his godbrother, but he told Govinda after a few days, because every day Jagananda Pandit would come and meet him, just like every day the wife meets the husband, that they would meet together, either swimming in the ocean or in Jagannatha Mandir, in the Kirtan, Satsang, etc. And Gadadhara Pandit was giving Bhagavat Pat and Tota Gopinath, and they would all gather there under the Imli trees. Remember, he's telling about the Imli, they would make Imli Sabji and whatnot, tamarind. So he said, oh, where's Juggy? Juggy Khan, or Kotai, I'm speaking Bengali. Juggy Kotai. Juggy. Jagananda Kotai. And then Mahaprabhu, he's not feeling well. His cell phone is turned off. Every time we call him on the cell, it says, you know, I'm sorry, the Airtel number you call is not working. Please call later. So then he said he's not coming out of his room. He's locked himself in his room. He's not eating or drinking or speaking to anyone for the last 3 days. He's in some heavy man. He was saying Abhiman, which is not, anyway, whatever. He's in Abhiman. Abhiman is actually different. Man is a type of prem. Sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. And Abhiman is a mentality. Abhiman means a type of mentality, a mindset. But man is a position of the heart. It's a pouting. It's a love sulk. It's a type of anger. You're pouting. And your mind may be, anyway, so. So Mahaprabhu heard that Juggy is fasting and not eating or coming out or joining a party or a Sankirtan party. So he said, listen, go tell Juggy that I'm not feeling very well, and that I have fever and I'm sick, and the only thing that will cure me is if I get some food cooked from his hand. Lord Chaitanya knows exactly how and when to reciprocate his devotees to enhance their attachment and love, and to nourish and accelerate their loving dealings. So the message was brought by Govinda to Jagananda, and even the door was locked. And Govinda knocked on the door and said, Jagananda! Then Jagananda said, he's not here. But it was his voice. And Govinda said, no, that's you. I know you're there. What do you want? Oh, Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is not feeling very well. He has some fever. He can't digest properly. And he can only be cured if he eats some food cooked by your hand. There's so much love in your food and so much care and devotion. Your food will remove his headache and make him feel okay. So can you please cook something? And then from inside the door, Govinda heard, Harivo! Yahoo! Or whatever. Whatever they say in Bengali. So immediately started cooking on 5-6 fires at one time, and grinding and cutting and chopping and boiling and everything, making a huge feast. And he packed it all up in clay pots and banana leaves and wrapped up everything. And he ran off to the Gambira to serve Mahaprabhu a big feast. And then for 2 or 3 days, Mahaprabhu ate his cooking, and then their love relationship was reestablished on the right footing. And they carried on in such beautiful, sweet ways here in Jagannath Puri. So all this is what I suppose he summarized to some extent in Hindi. Jagannatha Pandit ki
jai,
Satya Bhama ki
jai,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
So then after that, after briefly visiting that place where beautiful deity, actually, very beautiful deity, Radhagiri Dari. We had a very quick darshan of Radhasham Sundara, I guess it was.
Yes, Maharaj.
And that's Shamasundara Maharaj, that's Srup Damodara Goswami. But the hard sell was a little bit too much for us to deal with. I used to be, when you come there, it was all a little much more broken down. Now it's quite, they're fixing it all up. There was just some guy sleeping on the floor in the corner on top a couple of old rice bags. Some old baba or something, and nobody around. And you just go right in, put your head in a few of the deities and come out, literally. Now it's all hi-fi, pandized. It's really... like in the Shringa Mandir, next to Gundicha, we used to go right inside, all the way inside to the deity. The guy would lift up and show, there's two Nisringa deities there in the Shringa Mandir. The one in the front is Ugra, and the one behind is Shant. There's two Nisringadev deities, one behind the other. One is like looking a little fierce, Ugra, horrible, fierce, ghastly. The other one is Shant Nisringadev, he's very peaceful. After the fact, after he ripped up Hiranyakashipu and all his associates, and Prahlad is on his lap, and he felt very peaceful. And that's Shant Nisringadev. There's some story behind that. But we used to be able to go right and see the first one and go see the other one, put our head and the feet, and Pajari is so nice. Pajari's there, the old guy. I recognize him, I don't know if he recognizes me. He's still there, 30 years. Now his grandchildren sitting there, 100 rupees. Fabri, Bob. You see, they're like, you're not going by these giant string of Bhagavan. We worship Radha Krishna Yuga and Mahaprabhu. And we're in Braj Bhav, and we're trying to be in Braj Bhav. So they're in all this Vaikuntha Bhav and Paisa and everything. It's like really too much. So in Radhasham Sundar Mandir, that's the imat of Srup Damodara Goswami. And of course, Srup Damodara is Lalita Sakhi. Sri Srup Damodara Goswami, one of the closest associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Purushottam Acharya Sarup, that was his original name, knew exactly the heart of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Glorifying him as a storehouse of all devotional mellows, Chaitanya added the word Damodar to his name. His name was Sarup before. Srup Damodar revealed to the world the innermost emotions of Sri Chaitanya's mood of Radharani feeling separation from Krishna. Sensing Lord Gauranga's moods, Srup Damodar would perform kirtan to enhance the Lord's internal sentiments. To soothe Sri Chaitanya's pangs, love pangs, and viraha bhav, Srup Damodar would sing songs from Gita Govinda, Krishna Karnamrita, and the love poems of Chandidas and Vidyapati. Throughout the day and night, Srup Damodar and Ramananda Rai stayed near Sri Chaitanya in order to nourish his pastimes. He is one of the 3.5 most intimate devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Who are those other one? Who are those 3.5?
One is the sister of Sakhi Mahiti.
Shiki Mahiti. One is Shiki Mahiti, and one is, or the half is.
Srup Damodar.
What's her name?
Madhavi.
So Madhavi is the Parama Vaishnavi. She's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita as the Parama Vaishnavi Mahabhagavat devotee. And she is one of the 3.5 most intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya, at least in terms of understanding him and whatever. Shiki Mahiti and Srup Damodar and
Ramananda.
Just as Lita and Vishaka, Radharani's dearest gopis, Srup Damodar, Vishaka Sakhi, and Rai Ramananda, Lita sometimes in Gaur Ganadesh Dipika is mentioned like that, are Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most confidential associates. Srup Damodar was the guardian of the Gaudiya devotees. Whenever a devotee misbehaved, Lord Guru Sundar would say, "Srup, your Gaudiya did such and such." Srup Damodar would personally check for grammatical or philosophical flaws in any newly written verse, song, or book before giving it to Lord Chaitanya for approval. Krishnas Kaviraj used Srup Damodar's Karcha memoirs of Lord Chaitanya's life to compile Chaitanya Charitamrita. Subhadamana Goswami also wrote Sangeet Damodar, a book of music. His samadhi is in the 64 samadhis area. So of course that's sort of Damodar. And then Raghunath Das Goswami, we went there, and his Thakurji they're saying is Madan Mohan, at least somehow that deity was being he was saying that deity was being worshipped by him when he was here. And apparently that Govardhan Shila was also being worshipped by him, which was given directly. That Govardhan Shila was given directly by Lord Chaitanya. But the other deity was already there, or he installed, or whatever. But when he went to Vrindavan, he left that deity here. So we can read a little bit about Raghunath Das. Born in a dynasty of Vaishnavas, Raghunath Das Goswami was the only son of a wealthy landowner. As a boy, he received Haridas Thakur's associations and blessings. At 15, he met Lord Chaitanya. By the mercy of Nityananda, he renounced a beautiful wife and an opulent family. He ran to Jagannath Puri to intimately serve Sri Gaura Rai and his Shiksha Guru, Srub Damodara, for 16 years. Lord Garanga gave his personal Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala to Raghunath Das. Das Goswami, he's also called Das Goswami, couldn't live after Mahaprabhu left this world, so he came to Vrindavan and ended his life by jumping off Govardhan Hill. Rupa Goswami and Sanatan affectionately received him and convinced him to live on and to enlighten all the Brijvasi Vaishnavas with Mahaprabhu's Puri pastimes. For 3 hours a day on the banks of Radhakund, he spoke about Mahaprabhu. Das Goswami did Radha Krishna Bhajan at Radhakund for 40 years. He lived an austere life of pure devotion. Das Goswami showed the standard of renunciation required to attain the eternal loving service of Radha Giridhari in the Nitya Nikunj Leelas at Radhakund. His perfect example enthuses all Gaudiya Vaishnavas to develop unalloyed pure love for Radha and Krishna. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami's daily bhajan included chanting 64 rounds of japa, doing manasi seva in his spiritual body, worshipping his Govardhan Shila, bathing 3 times a day in Radhakund, offering 1,000 obeisances to Krishna, offering 2,000 obeisances to the Vaishnavas, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibi. Natibi means obeisance. And embracing them, resting 90 minutes a day, 1.5 hours, and some days not at all. Keep in mind, however, that when an eternal associate of the Lord externally rests, internally he continues serving. Das Goswami ate only 1 leaf cup, 100 grams of buttermilk daily. Throughout his life, he never ate anything for sense gratification. He took the bare minimum to keep the body and soul together. It is said that after the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya, Raghunath Das reduced his eating to only fruit and milk. He became Falahari. After Sanatan Goswami left, he existed on a cup of buttermilk every day. And when Rupa Goswami entered Nityalila, Raghunath gave up all eating and drinking. He was slowly burning in the fire of separation from the Lord and his loving servants. The Brijvasis would cry upon seeing his weakened condition. Das Goswami wrote 3 books, Tavavali, which contains Manashiksha and Vilapkusa Manjali, Mukta Charit and Dan Keli Chintamani. And Jeva Dharma, Thakur Bhaktivinoda says, Raghunath Das showed the esoteric method of engaging oneself in the loving service of Radha and Krishna. Das Goswami wrote and taught that the divine service of Radharani and Vrindavan is the topmost spiritual perfection. For this, he was known as the Prayojanacharya, the teacher who reveals the highest fulfillment in life. Das Goswami clearly established the supremacy of Srimati Radharani. In Vilapkusa Manjali, a collection of intimate prayers, he states that Radha's service is the highest attainment. Feeling extreme impatience and hopelessness due to separation from, quote, the queen of his life, he desperately prays for Radharani's service in the following excerpt. My life is worthless. I will give it up if I don't receive your mercy. Living in Radhakund and Vrindavan is meaningless to me. To say nothing of Vrindavan, even Krishna himself is useless to me without you. O Srimati Radharani, you are the only object of my life. Please be merciful to me. Crying profusely in great lamentation, I hold your lotus feet to my heart and beg for your loving service. May this Vilapkusa Manjali, which was the name of the poem, bring even the slightest satisfaction to you. Das Goswami serves Sri Radha as Rati Manjari in Sri Vrindavan Dham. His samadhi is at Radhakund. Das Goswami Pada Ki Jai. So this is Krishna Balaram temple of Chota Haridas. And he was a famous, there's Bada Haridas and Chota. Bada Haridas is Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya, the holy name. And Chota Haridas is a little smaller, or younger or something, so he's called Chota. He stayed here doing bhajan. And one day he went to the, he was assisting Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was entertaining Mahaprabhu at his house for lunch. So, no, it wasn't Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, it was Bhagavatacharya. One associate of Lord Chaitanya, Bhagavatacharya, he was here visiting. And Bhagavatacharya said, look, you're a local person. Can you get some good quality rice so I can cook some nice rice for the Lord? Because Bhagavatacharya is from Varaha Nagar. He has his ashram there. Lord Chaitanya visited there in Navadvipa. Bhagavatacharya. So then, Chota Haridas went to Madhavi, Shiki Mahiti's sister. And he begged Madhavi, can I have some rice? And now she's old lady. Chota Haridas is young, maybe 30 or so. And she's about 75. And she described Chaitanya Charitamrita, Parama Vaishnavi Mahabhagavat. Most intimate associate, Lord Chaitanya, not some loose, floozy or something. And then he took the rice and gave it to Bhagavatacharya. He cooked the rice, he offered to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu took it, he felt very happy. He said, it was very nice rice, it tastes very good, very fragrant. So where did you get it? He said, Chota Haridas picked it up for me. So he called Chota Haridas and said, where did you get it? He said, I begged it from Madhavi Mata, Shiki Maiti's sister. And he said, really? And then he didn't say anything. And the next day, Lord Chaitanya gave an order. He said, tell Chota Haridas I don't want to see him anymore. I don't want to see him or speak to him or see his face. Very strict. And then all the door, he said, why? What has he done? He said, he has associated with that woman, with that Madhavi. I didn't even say her name. He said, he collected this rice from this lady. So he has fallen from his position. So I don't want to see him. So all the devotees were quite surprised. Lord Chaitanya, you're Namo Mahavaranyaya, you're so compassionate, you're so kind, but you're denying Chota Haridas your association just because he begged rice from an old lady. He said, no, this sannyas must be, because I guess Chota Haridas was some vairagi. It wasn't sannyas, but vairagi. So he must be very careful, he should live a renounced life. And he didn't say all these things, but that's what the acharyas say in their commentaries. So he uses him as an example how strict that the renunciates should be in dealings with women. And then when Chota Haridas heard that he would no longer have the association of Lord Chaitanya, and that it was considered some type of fall down. So if a sannyasi falls down, then the only atonement for him, at least according to Dharma Shastras, is that he should go to Triveni and Alalabad and commit suicide. Although suicide is sinful, but in this case it's not sinful, it's a form of atonement. Then he gets another birth and becomes sannyas and tries again. But Chota Haridas did that, and he gave up his body. Then he became a Gandharva, for some reason or other. He became a Gandharva, and then he came back to Puri, and he would hover in the sky wherever Lord Chaitanya went, and he would sing beautiful songs and bhajans. Lord Chaitanya would hear them sometimes, and devotees would also hear. And they said, what is that celestial singing? And someone said, I think that's Chota Haridas. He's come back to serve the Lord. So apparently this is the place where he would serve as Krishna Balaram. Did puja here, and then of course he's an eternal associate, so this is his pastime. But Lord Chaitanya taught a very grave lesson to the renunciates, that they should be very cautious and careful about their dealings. Very sober note to end on. Chota Haridas, and it's Krishna Balaram. So we want to enter the playful pastimes of Krishna Balaram and Radha Giridhari and Radha Madan Mohan. Then we have to give up all these attachments to this world, all the allurements and enticements, and fix our mind and hearts on Krishna. is the only pleasure to be found in life. Because life is full of frustrations and full of problems and difficulties. You can never find the ideal situation here. The ideal man, the ideal woman, the ideal relationship. We want that. Everyone strives for that. And everyone thinks when they're young, oh, when I get married, my marriage will be different. My marriage will be special. Not like my mother, not like my uncle, or any of these failure marriages. But actually, all marriages fail. Because they fail to fulfill the desire of the soul. The soul actually wants unlimited happiness and joy and security, peace and satisfaction. And that's not possible from anyone in this world. It's impossible to find this, to fulfill these hankerings from any relationship in this world. But the soul is meant to be fulfilled. Because he's Purnam. Om Purnam Purnamadam Idam Purnamadashate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnam Eva Vishishate. He's complete. The soul is complete by its original nature. So when the soul becomes separated from God, he becomes incomplete. Minus God. So they say, don't be minus, minus. Minus is mamta. We have mukta, now we need mamta. Mamta means a sense of possession. I become full when I'm connected, when I'm possessed by and possess God. Mamta, Bhagavan mamta. And I have mamta for Bhagavan. Now I have mamta for everything but Bhagavan. My body, my family, my house, my car, my hair dryer, my television. This is my-ness. But we don't have any my-ness or mamta for Bhagavan. So the saints, they tell us, don't be minus, minus. Don't be bina, let's say, don't be bina mamta, right? Minus, M-I-N-U-S. Don't be devoid of, a sense of possession for Guru and Krishna. Because then we'll lose everything. So our Purna nature, our complete nature, finds its fulfillment when it's joined with Purna Bhagavan. Krishna is known as Purna Bhagavan. He's complete. So Krishna and Balaram, Radha Madan Mohan and Giridhari, they're all Purna Bhagavan. All these great saints and all these great teachings are teaching us that we should connect with them through bhakti yoga, through chanting, through serving, through surrendering, and through tolerating. Tolerance and forgiveness. These are the two illuminating qualities of the soul. You must have tolerance and forgiveness. You must tolerate everything and forgive everyone. Two things we should always forget and two things we should always remember. Right? We should always remember that we're going to die. So don't get too excited about your temporal relationships, momentary relationships. They won't last very long. Even our body won't last very long. In a moment we'll be finished. So always remember, we're going to die. And always remember Krishna by chanting his name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And always forget two things. Forget anything good you've done for anyone. If you've done something good for someone, that's good. Let it rest. Don't put tags on it. Don't put attachments to it. And if someone has done something bad to you, forget about it. Oh, you did this? Then I'm going to... you did tit? I'm going to do tat. Tit for tat. You bit me? I'm going to bite you. You slighted me? I'm going to slight you. You got me? I'm going to get back at you. It's called revenge. That's maya. So a saintly person, he forgives. His heart becomes illuminated by the sunshine of forgiveness. So we should all become illuminated. Forgive the transgressions of our husbands and wives. Forgive the transgressions of anyone. And go on positively and progressively in the path of pure bhakti. So this is our last stop in our Puri Yatra for the year 2007. So we should pray at the feet of Krishna Balaram that they will manifest their merciful forms of Gaur Nitai, or standing in the wall there. And encourage us to dance and to give us gyan, like we saw Lord Chaitanya this morning was showing the gyan mudra. The Gaur Nitai will show us again, will bestow their transcendental knowledge upon us, and then they'll hold up the right hand and bestow prema upon us. We saw that 12 arm form of Lord Gauranga showing the Dhyan Mudra, and then the Ashirvad. So he said Ashirvad Mudra, giving prema. And I've often seen, so I've often met different saints, and they often go like this, yes. May everything be nice. That's a nice thing. So, Krishna Balarama ki, Gaur Nitai ki, Jagannath Swami ki, Nitai Gaur Premananda.